Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
And Psychics Gone Wild it is. This is Keith Chester. I hope you're all having a great day. Here we are in May already of 2021. Having some fun here. Call the 516-453-6081 if you'd like a reading. I will be doing a few readings here today and talking with individuals. I hope you guys are out there making sure you're not only being safe, but we have quite a few events and things that are happening. So those of you who know that you can on Zoom or contact me at psychicjethro.com if you'd like to be a part of the events. We're here for you. They're small amounts. We're doing things that can get individuals in. We do some light work. We do some angel work. We've got some individuals that are doing some other readings and some really positive helping each other. That's what we are. We're a light group that's helping individuals. I have had quite a few contacts from you guys asking me where to get my rates, what to do. Get on the website there. It's all right there. I love you guys. This is the only place you can get a free reading, so I do ask you to come in here and do that. We have Psychic Circle for those of you who have just that one question. If you want to come in on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, that's 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we'll have that one question working with it. It is in a group, so you can have that for those of you with a little bit of a light budget. It's, you know, costs $20 to come in. You get the time. You can do it through here in California where we're able to see each other. Those of us who have had shots don't even have to wear the mask. But what you do have to have is a link. So you have to get a hold of me at psychicjethro.com. Put in for those prizes that are over there. Today we're going to be giving away a couple of really nice prizes for Nevedica. They are our sponsor through one of their individuals who sells that happy natural food. So you want to make sure you get that for your animal, especially if you have a dog or a pet that you really care and want to have that all nutritious, you know, healthy food made in the United States product, because this is the place to get it. And we will connect you with that person, and they will get you some things. We're going to give away some really nice things today on jewelry and necklaces and one big 1,000-milligram rose quartz. So those of you tuning in, you want to go to that, put your name in, tell me how to physically, we'll never share it, but I need to know how to mail it to you, and then I will announce the at the end of the show. So I'll be checking that psychicjethro.com to see if you guys are listening. Welcome, everyone. A couple of vibrations here for a few minutes before we pick up phones and stuff. Those of you who are having energies right now, make sure you're keeping your place clean. It's not just the feng shui or the energy of keeping things positive and uncluttered and work. It's also spiritually putting and working towards a light intent in your house. Make sure if you have things and situations, you haven't stuffed them under your bed or put them in places. We're having a lot of individuals, quite a few who are feeling and having some of that energy, because we are getting ready to do the vibrational solstice next month with the light and energy. So you will feel things. You will sense things. You want to make sure you're getting that work in your house done there. This is Jethro. I was born with the gift of being able to see energies such as auras and lights and vibrations. Then after a near-death Drianian experience, I was able to hear and do my full modalities. So I am going to be talking to you a little bit. And when you pick up the phone, just, you know, I'm going to say your name, I'll say mine, then we'll get permission from your guides. I need you to talk to me, and usually I'll ask you your date of birth or something like that close to you so that I can specifically pick it up. I know if you have a one question, that's fine. We will give a few minutes due to time. And then I welcome you guys to start checking the site, because we're going to be going on later in the afternoons here so that you guys in the East Coast can have those best readings, and people here that are off work can hear Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and friends. We got the phones going well, and I'm going to grab a couple of them. And you know what wild means it's hyper. How you doing? How's your day going?
Hi, my day is going great. Thank you.
Okay. about to be a tester. We're going, and I love it. I need to just get permission if you'll give me your first name.
Yes, my first name is Tanika.
Thank you. And may I have permission if you give me your date of birth, region, and what area do you want to look at? It looks like you've got a couple happening, girl.
Yeah, I would like to look at, well, I didn't know if I should ask you about love, work, or moving, but those three things are major to me right now.
That's what I felt, and your guides are telling me that the first thing we're going to talk about, that there is something shifting here for a move. I saw that you're connecting or you're looking at another different place than where you're living right now for more of a positive. I feel like the where you are right now is stagnant. It's time to move. They, the guides and angels, are telling me that there's going to be a shift here within a couple of weeks that's going to be putting you right where you're supposed to be. You know, have you got a house or a place that you've looked at? Is there something going on where you have someone? Because I saw there was a thought or a contact. There's something the guys have already kind of given you that's saying, here's where it would be better. But you want to make sure as you go that it's not going from frying pan to fire.
I know. I've never lived on my own. I live with my mom. She's older. I'm older, too. But I never left her and, like, live on my own. I always wanted to kind of have my own space. I always feared leaving her because she's older, but I do want to have my own, like, independence and space, and I don't like my town. I don't like the room that I'm in. It is stagnant, and it is time for me to, like, have my own space, but I don't have any idea where. I thought Florida, my father's in Georgia. I didn't know necessarily if I needed to go there or how or where I should go, you know?
That's what I feel, and I feel that you're going to be going more of a Florida, and I did see a little bit with it, and I love you for there. You know, you are there helping mom, and the frustrating thing is you will have your time out. They did say a little later. They also said a really, and that makes sense why the energy is going, okay, I've got to be comfortable. I feel like the dad would be there, but it would be once again back with family here around, and it's good to have that. You want to be safe, but in the same breath, it's time for you to reach and find that positive place you've got. I did feel that, obviously not just a lover, but a person that could be a real strong relationship is in a different situation. Your town seems to have kind of, you know, dried up when it comes to that kind of people, but they're not the dating type is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, there's nobody here for me. None. I'm not going to find a husband. If I want to have children and find a husband, it's not going to happen here. I know that. I really do know that. Like, there's someone I'm talking to now, but I don't know.
That's what I felt. I did feel it was a little later. Can I get your date of birth?
Yeah, it's September the 3rd.
Thank you. They're showing me that there is a strength within your energy and patterns in here as we look at this time and things happening, that you are very old-fashioned. You have a part of you that really wants to, you know, be with someone, talk with them, find this thing. And that's what also has happened is you're in a situation there that's very awkward. Things are just going. But I do feel it's a little later on. I feel like this is, you've got some other things there a couple of months. You know, is mom going to be safe with you out there? Is someone else going to be able to help her in case something happens, you know?
Yeah, not really. My older sister, who's a nurse, she moved to Florida. My father's in Georgia. My mother, she doesn't drive either. And her husband, my stepfather, he doesn't drive, and he just doesn't know how to really care for someone.
That's what I'm feeling. I feel this is what the karma is telling me. And you have my energy because it does matter with people. I do feel this going. And they did talk to me. The guys are saying that this will be a little later on as things happen. And, you know, there is someone out there for you. And then later you can have that. But I get Florida, and I love you dearly. I thank you for calling in. I got to run. I hope that helped, that little mini one. And definitely contact me at psychicjester.com to go really in-depth and private about some other things for your future.
Okay.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you. Love that. We guys tuning in here. We welcome everyone that's tuning in. We're going to grab a hold of those phones. I know a lot of you are going, Jethro, it's hard to, if you want to get a little bit of reading here with me on it, then you want to set up a time with me. I usually half an hour or to an hour. If you really have to, we can do a 15 minute if you just got a few things and you really want to put very little time. But you want to get a hold of it, please, because you, what happens is we want to get private. Here over the radio, there's things that we share where, you know, it's your guides are saying, tell her this, tell him this. I can tell you pieces over the phone, but you want it private. You want to get with your person. And that's another thing. Make sure you feel good when you get these people in. We've had some really positive people. I can tell you I have a group of association that, you know, you can count on. I can tell you through my years that I have in my life had ones that are different. Make sure you feel good with that psychic. If you guys realize how I'm talking, I do joke a lot. I like to tease. So if you're very intimidated or embarrassed easily, I may be that psychic that's a little awkward. But if you want the real truth, no sugar on it, here we go. This is what they're saying. I got a little bit of letters that have wrote in here to Psychic's Gone Wild. DNL, I will tell you that, yes, you should go ahead with Mr. I'm Happy. He is trying to go out with you. The pictures I see here are good. There are rumors and drama about him because his ex-girlfriend is trying to keep him from having another life. So look at that. Yes, give him that chance. You know, that's what I feel for you. And thank you for getting hold of Psychic's Gone Wild. We love you. Tara Miana, I do see on your aura there is a little bit of energy. I would say a Reiki healer, a master. There is some things here that are causing some spiritual things, and this is what's causing that. And I do feel that there is a little bit of hurt in you. There's something emotionally here. It wouldn't hurt to get a hold of a professional counselor. There are individuals out there. Get a good professional. Sit down. Talk with them. I don't feel that, you know, that happened here is go with your sister is not good, but we got to rise above her. There's where you get a professional person. They can help you, give you those tools to enable you to not let someone take your joy. So I love you. Thank you for tuning in. And you have also won a rose quartz necklace. I'll be sending it to you. And thank you for putting in here, being the second person that I'm reading down the list. And that's where I've got with you. I will send you that thing. Make sure it will come in the snail mail. I will send it to the address you have here. And thank you for contacting me in Milwaukee. I have no idea. I got to tease you. You're having some of these situations here. Because when I look at your aura, you have collected a lot of things. You have things in your house that are connected together. Metaphysical is great stuff to have. And an amethyst stone will do this, and that stone will do this. But remember, when you get these stones, make sure you know what they do. Just because they look pretty together doesn't mean they resonate together. What I see here, what I feel that you're talking about and what you're saying, you have a few things in your house that are amplifying healing and health, which is great for you, and you have some things that are amplifying a little bit of other energy that is saying opening, bipolarity, working with things. So this is causing a little conflict. And yes, the stones are great. Not, if you love a stone and it feels good to you, I always go, you know, I'm a rock hound from way back, keep those stones. But to work with them so they're in the right place and space. I thank you for writing in, and I would welcome if you want to take some pictures when we do reading. I will help you with your house there to make sure that we've got it going with it. I'm not a rooster. I got to tease you. You're telling me this is happening for you. I've got to honestly say, then don't be playing in the hen house. When you're got three or four ladies that feel that you're that person and you're doing the love for them, well, then that's being a rooster. So I got to tell you, mister, you're doing some things here out. Be honest with these ones. And you're saying that these ladies, you are not. Well, then be really honest. This woman over here that you showed me the picture looking for a husband, I can tell you picture one, attractive with red dress, wants a husband. So don't be playing around there with her, because what you're doing, are you ready to be a husband? Your aura doesn't say you want to be committed in that way. So don't be leading her on, because that is bad karma. There's where you're getting some of that tension and those headaches because of the energy. The second lady here, this is a very fun person, likes to do this. I feel this person would be very open. She thinks it's funny that you think you're going to be a man, the girl with the very light. I mean, no. She just playing. She likes you, and you're a nice person. But don't get any ideas that you're going to be grabbing on to her and forcing her into anything that's there. Her energy's like that. So, and the third one you've got here, the lady, and it's a little distorted on the picture here. I apologize that you sent me. She seems to be having some work about, she's enjoying things and would be very good about being that friend, but I don't see the real karmic connection. And having her in this and going back and forth, she is the one who's talking to other people and promoting you being her husband. So be careful when you play with people's emotions, you know, give out, stand in your own truth. Be good. Love is not a game. That's poker. We're not playing that game. I love you guys. We're going to grab those phones. I got people calling me. Jester, where you been? I've been out here in California doing classes, helping people, being busier than I have. And I want to thank all of you who've kept me going. Right now, all of you that from Tampa to Sedona to Colorado to all of the places and my friends in New York City, I love you guys and thank you so much for helping send me people. And I continue to read because you asked me to, and I love to, and I thank you and feel so blessed. So go to psychicjester.com to get the reading. I don't do any readings anymore through emails. I thank you guys, but unless you're seeing a picture like this for the radio show, this is the only way. I'm going to grab those phones. We got a bunch of you on the phones, and let's grab them. We're going live, and it's now 8:05. How are you, 8:05? How are you doing today?
Oh, great, Jethro. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm great now that I talked to Madonna. I was praying you'd call in. My angels are still loving me. They brought me to Madonna. How's it going?
Good, good. Yeah, things are good. And I want to know about a love life, though. I would like to meet someone. I got on Facebook, and I just started that. So far, I haven't seen anybody I'm particularly interested in meeting. But, yeah, you never know. And I wanted to know, is that a way I'm going to meet someone, do you think, or more organically, or...
I feel you're on the right path, Donna, and I feel that it is a little bit of a stress. I feel there is people there that will contact. I feel like you will be in your own area and different ones, and I feel it will start out as a Facebook friend, so you get to kind of talk back and forth. And then I saw you venturing out to a social setting where you got to meet each other, and it was positive, and the person was very much like you, a good, heartfelt person. I do feel, you know, it's always a little spooky. You want to be safe, but I feel like you, you know, we agree, we talk here, we meet at a restaurant, we have, I did see something really cute that I don't think you realize how many people are looking at you. You are out there and it's positive. I feel that there are, I always warn against the people that, you know, are from another country that are writing, and then pretty soon they love you and they want to meet you and then they want to spend money. I know you're a smart girl, wouldn't do that, Donna, but I feel you have really good people looking. They also said that you're going to get a really good blessing and some things happening here in August. So I'm going with that, Donna. The guy said that there is a connection of someone that is in their work. I mean, it's like around your area. You're making friends with people who know each other. And I feel this is a way for you guys to be able to deal with each other and find that love that you need to have.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. I want to have someone nearby.
Definitely. And Donna, get with me. You know that I got a thing here from working out with Pampered Chef. You won something, so you'll be getting that with me. But I got to have you contact me with that, too, because you won the prize a couple months back, but we haven't been on the radio due to sponsors. But you did win something again, so I'll be sending you something else in the mail, Donna.
Oh, thank you. Do you need me to send my address?
I do. Go to psychicjethro.com and, you know, say, this is Donna. And who you are that I love, and just put that in there, and you can, you know, give me the first things of your phone number so that I know it's, because a lot of people will say they're Donna now because
yeah,
they want that prize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're so sweet, Jethro. You really are. You're very kind and, yeah, very nice person. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I love you, Donna. Continue to be the Donna you are. You're the light in our size. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Thank you, Jethro.
You're welcome. Those of you tuning in, we're getting wilder. There's some clients that are calling in that haven't called in before. So remember, I only do a few here. And then the best way is the psychicjethro.com. Get with me. May work out some things. I've got a couple of you making me laugh. You're in the room. I love you. Here you go. Thanks for the show. Well, you know, Amish comedian, you just won yourself a prize from Jethro, and what you're going to get is you're going to get a beautiful three different stones in the mail necklace that you can wear. One's a teardrop, one's a cross symbol, and the other one is a beautiful square stone, cut and polished stone. So those three will be coming to you in the mail. They are a prize. Woohoo! Yay! There goes Amish comedian. We got winners all over. So we love you. Go, the way to get that is go to there and put in information. It will never be shared. But Amish comedian, thank you for coming in. I love you in the chat room. We're gonna grab that phone. We got people going wild. Yes, Atina, I have places I'm going to be. Sacramento, California, we're going to be there. And I say we. I'm going to be bringing some light friends. You guys know them from the radio. We're going to be sitting up there in Sacramento. So those of you that want to see us in Sacramento, look up the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and you'll see Psychic Jethro will be back in 110. 109, I think, is Anne Sablon, and right across from us is Debbie Hall. So you know the three of the psychics gone wild, angel reader, medium reader, light worker, light people will be up there in September 18th and 19th in Sacramento, California. Yes, I am out again, and we're going to be seeing. Please stay by. Say hi. If I'm reading, I'll get with you. Say hey, we'll get to say hi. I am going to be doing an hour up there talking about powerment and work together. So you're going to have to free the powerment. So make sure you come out and take that time with me for the hour so that I can get to meet you, get to see you, get to tell you fans how much we love you. We will be doing some things for those that are in Florida. We have right now being worked. We'll be there in November. Hey, how are you doing, Carrie? Carrie, I love you. We're going to grab Carrie because Carrie just wrote in and she put it in there. So she's also, we got a lot of you in the queue. We're going to get to you. 401, how are you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I'm so glad. I feel so positive. I could feel your vibration through the phone. I had to pick up your phone.
I resonated with a lot of your previous, well, both of your previous calls, but I do remember connecting with you some years ago, actually, and I was just happy to be led here today to Blog Talk to find you on. So,
that
a little unsuspecting.
You.
Actually,
I love
I recently returned to Florida.
You lucky girl.
I live
I'm
in
out
Rhode
here
Island.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Rocket. Oh, my God. I love it. And Carrie, welcome back. It's been a while since I could help you. What way would you like to look at? What way would you want me to read?
I'm open to anything. I didn't come here with a specific question in mind. I just sort of opened up the page and saw you were on and tuned in because I remember you from a while back.
Oh, that means a lot to me. You made my day. What I feel from what I got the energy, Carrie, is I saw that there was energy happening that's a really positive transition that you've upgraded. That's why, and I laughed when I saw your thing on there. I just felt this buzz, so I picked up the phone over here. You're telling me that your heart is going to be in a position of love that you've worked on a couple of years back. There's some things happening, and it's very positive, and I feel you're going to help some other people. They're showing me you're going good, you're doing there. Where before it was a little over-minerable, I feel like it's going to get better, and just the 221 has got the engine behind it. They said there's work, there's things going. There is a manifesting about a career. I saw something over here with money, finances, and some really good intent for you that is, it looks like it's been building and going and working together, you know, for what you want to do. And not so tired is what they said. They said before you were getting really tired.
Yeah, I left a really abusive relationship. I actually sold a family property that we owned together but was in my family, and they're in spirit. So that means a lot. So that's one thing off of my plate, but now it's sort of a blank page and a lot of new beginnings and just healing, a lot of healing.
Feel, and I feel, and I feel the heal, and I also saw the other release and the other energy for you to be able to go in this. I do love that, Carrie. Definitely get a hold of me there. I've got a beautiful teardrop necklace I'll send you. I think it's a venturing. I apologize today. We've got them set here, and I'm pretty good with stones, but I'm not. I've got a little bit of trouble with name that stone today. So what we'll do is we'll send that to you. And we love you dearly. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you
blessings
so much
to you. We are live. We are Psychics Gone Wild. We are there. We are having so much fun. I know we've got a bunch of you going through. I apologize. We had a little bit of trouble with 805, 617. We're grabbing those. Oh, my goodness. We have people coming in all over the place. We've got a few minutes left, and I say we, but it's Psychic Jethro, and we're doing it, and we're doing it right. We got 347. Let's see if we can grab you. And I don't know if I've called you already. We got so many phone numbers. I'm trying to catch up. I'm here working that.
Really, but I specifically wanted to just ask you about one fellow. That was the reason I called in. I just wanted to know if I could ask you about him really quick.
Sure, real quick, and then I better go because you already got
okay.
in, and I got about a bunch of 347. So go ahead.
Okay. So his name is Frank. We were seeing each other in the past. He just recently came back in my life. What do you see with us?
I see this building on the positive things of coming around. I did see that he has something that once he releases, you two have real potential. I think there's a karmic reason, and I feel real good that you two are together. They said have him speak his truth, and he'll tell you what is there, and he's meant to be in your life to help you.
Oh, he'll tell me his truth? Because he would never open up to me.
That's what I've, and that's what you've got to, if you don't get him to open up, then you won't know, and you don't want to, don't want to waste your time on a clam. He's got to open up. And I love you. Thank you. Sorry we got in tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank
I'm so glad you got back.
Yeah.
We love all you. God, I love you guys. And I try to get in. We got another 347-783. How are you? How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm fine. I wanted to ask about an apartment that I'm supposed to be getting. Like, do you think I'll be happy with this apartment?
Oh, I got permission by getting your name. And thank you for waiting. You've been with me, you and 925 and 771 and 783-347 for a while. Can you give me your first name?
Aaliyah,
I'm seeing that this apartment that you're trying to get is a little bit of something coming up. Is it the deposit or something? I saw financially things trying to connect, but it's like they're holding a little bit, but I did see you eventually get it. That's what I'm saying. It's just going to take that few times. Manifest it. See yourself there. Know you're there. Make sure, you know, you're in the physical side. Have that finance there. So first and last month deposit, you've got it. You're a good person, and I'm so glad you got in. I've been having a time. You'll get a hold of me. Thank you, Jethro. You won both. You are one of our last ones to get in, and you won the Navetica. Carol loves you. Carol's going to send you some information and things. We are wild, and we're going through the wildest things together. I've got you. I got you. You got me. We got surprise guests. We got people calling in. I'm at that time already that I want to thank all of you. Remember, if you want to talk to me, psychicjethro.com, and check with me. We're looking right now about Chicago. I've got a couple of other places that I will be. But right now, definitely Alameda, California, right here by Oakland. You can see me. I'm here. Saturdays we're doing at 4 p.m. Pacific time, so you can come and see me. I'm right here at 1150 Harbor Bay. And those of you that are tuning in that want to see us at those fairs, remember to come to those fairs, because Sacramento is going to be a blast. We're at the Scottish Heritage Center. It's going to be really fun. We're also looking at the fairgrounds. For those of you who know Tampa, it's a very beautiful one. I've done it for years there with all of you friends. There will be wild friends. I've got some other people coming. We've got some things talking about. We will be doing smudging, hunting, blending, having fun, dancing at the beach, like the one. So I love you, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro. Stay wild. This is the way to be. But also make sure you guys are giving that time and that positive. Be good to yourself. I love all of you. Thank you, Carrie. You made my day. Donna, Leela, all of you that called in, 347, the different ones that have been having Amish comedians, you are the best. I love you so much. And I want to make sure that each and every one of you are getting that blessing. So right now we're going to sit down and raise that light and put our hearts into the positive above with the higher vibration of Gabriel. I've been working today with Star G Children and blessings to receive that. I am so grateful for all of you that got on today and showed me you still love me, because I still love you. Ain't nothing ever going to change that. So feel confident. Know that you are the one. And blessings to you from Psychic Father and Jethro. And I will talk to you the next time we're on. And if you want to get a hold of me sooner, contact me. Blessings. Have a great day.